Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara and Samech Vav Amud Beis, where the last three words of Samech Vav Amud Beis. With the following Gemara Vuna, we're going to continue the discussion of different ways the Gemara had of healing people. Again, we don't understand them, I guess, Lag BaOmer, an Indian of not understanding the Sodos and deeper concept of the Gemara, but the Gemara is going to give us a lot of remedies and healings for illnesses that we don't obviously understand the deeper meaning of them. So now the Gemara says, Lishta Tilsa. If someone has a fever, which Rashi says it comes back every 3 days, so it's a fever that's recurring every 3 days, Lysi Shiva Silva. So you take together, you take seven these type of small branches and seven date branches, and also seven silver slivers of seven beams. Rashi said they're wooden beams. V'shiva saike, v'shiva gishure, and seven pegs from seven bridges. V'shiva kitme, v'shiva tanure, and also seven types of ash from seven ovens. V'shiva afre, v'shiva sanire, and you should also take seven. You should have seven types of dust from seven different door sockets, which Rashi says like the hole in which you used to put the hole in which the door hinge would revolve around. Okay, v'shiva bune kamune, and you have seven cumin seeds, v'shiva bine medikna de kalbasava. So you take seven of hairs from an old dog, from the beard hairs of an old dog, and you tie these items together with the neck opening, a shirt, and you put them with the hair, and this apparently will cure him from this illness of the fever that you had that came back every 3 days. So if you have a fever, it's a really high fever, so then lishkal sakina de kule parzala, you take a knife that's completely made out of iron, you go to a place that there's a thorn bush, and you take a knot around the hair and you knot it together, and you have to return there for these 3 days. Yoma kama lichruk beporta. So the first day, what do? Is you carve the bush slightly, and then v'lema, you should say the following pasuk in order to heal you. Vayar malach Hashem ilav. And the hemshech of the pasuk, but obviously, is all the pasukim about Moshe. And the thorn bush was not consumed. Lemachar lichruk beporta. So the next day, you also take off, you carve off a little bit. And then you say, Vilema, you say the following tefillah as well, the pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Asurana Ve'era, the hemshech of the pasuk is Amara Agadol Azeh, Madua Lo Yivar HaSneh. I look and I'll see why the sneh will not be burnt. So, okay, so then Rashi said that's the hemshech, that it's not going to be burned. You're not just like the sneh was not burned, so too your fever should stop burning you and you should get healed from your fever. Lamachar Lichruk Beporta. So the next day also you take carve out a little bit more of the bush, and you say if the following pasuk is also v'lema v'yar Hashem kisar liros, that Hashem and the lechule is a poor vehicle of elukim tochasim v'moshe moshe v'yomer hineni. So the Gemara says, though, the Gemara has a problem with the last part. The Gemara says, Amar le'ravacha brei d'rav le'ravashi v'lema v'yomer al tikrav alom. But why don't you say the pasuk that says which is don't come closer to here, which implies that you don't want the sickness to come close to you, so then you should get rid of it. So therefore the Gemara says you're right. Ela liyome kama, the first day lema vayar malach Hashem elav. You should say the pasuk of Hashem, an angel appeared to him. Vayomer Moshe, and then the hemshech of the pasuk of Vayomer Moshe Asura Nave Era, and then Vilamachar, the next day you should lema vayar Hashem kitzar liros. You should actually quote that pasuk Vilamachar, and then so that's the third day, and then Vayomer Vayom Altikra Valom, and say do not come closer to here, and then you get, thus you're adding in that pasuk to say that you're not going to be afflicted with this fever. So the Gemara continues with the how to do this. When the fever finally stops, you should bend over low and you should completely get rid of the bush to the ground and say v'le ma'achi hasne hasne, and say the thorn bush. La mishum di gavas mikol ilanei ashrei Kadosh Baruch Hu shchinta elach. It's not because you are greater than all the trees that Kadosh Baruch Hu put His presence, the divine presence, on you. Rather, mishum demaychas mikol ilanei ashrei Kadosh Baruch Hu shchinta elach, because you are more humble than all the other trees that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to put His shchinta elach, the shchina, His divine presence upon you. So this agav, that's the whole idea. We're coming up to Shavuos. That's the idea of Shavuos. Har Sinai was not the famous medrash that Har Sinai was not. He claimed to go give it to the other Horahar or the other, all the big Har's that complained that they wanted the Har Sinai. He said that they're more chashuv. Hashem, Hashem, I chose you because you're the most anav. That the humility, persons, the Gemara says many times about the Torah being acquired. One of the major traits that you need is humility. And if you want it to really be acquire Torah, is you need to have humility about the Torah learning that you do. You should say also, just like the fire, which Chanina Meshav Azar, we know they were thrown in by Nebuchadnezzar, remember this many times in the Slichos, the Psukim over there in Daniel, they talk about how they were saved by the fire because they refused to bow down to the idol, and they were saved. The Arikas Min Kadmui, So too, just like it left, the fire left them, so too we should be healed from the fire, and this should be a cure, a big cure for the illness. The question that a lot of Rishonim here and in Shavuos ask is that in Shavuos the Gemara talks about, if I remember correctly, the Gemara over there was talking about saying V'Noam at nighttime. The Gemara learns that you should say by Kriyat Shema Lamita, you should say V'Noam. That's in the Siddurim that nowadays. There are certain things you should know. The Siddurim has a lot of different tefillas, but a lot of them from that Makor is from the Gemara. The ones are from the Gemara, a person is very much more makbid to say all of them ideally, but definitely the ones V'Noam, let's say, is from the din of the Gemara. A person should really be makbid to say that when you're saying Kriyat Shema Lamita. So the Gemara asks, so how could you say V'Noam? The Gemara says over there that it's a shmira against having mazikin and things at nighttime. So the Gemara asks over there, but you're not allowed to heal yourself from Divrei Torah. The Gemara quotes Psukim about that you're not allowed to use Psukim to heal yourself. So the Gemara answers Lahagin Shana. The Gemara answers over there that if you do it only to, as a protective measure, that's going to be fine. To which the Rishonim asks the Kasha over here, though it's not a protective measure. The guy's already sick. You're using it to heal the guy. So how is that allowed? So the Tosfos and many Rishonim and the Rif also, they learn that we're talking about a fever which is life-threatening. And something that's life-threatening, that's pikuach nefesh, and you are allowed to use divrei Torah and words of Torah to heal you. Another very interesting answer I saw that the Marasha says over here, the Marasha says that someone's only allowed, is only going to be usher to use Torah to heal yourself, to heal physical ailments. However, if someone is realizing that the root of all physical ailments is your spiritual lackings and your spiritual things that you don't do properly, like for example, it's brought down that if a person has an ache on his arm, so maybe like his left arm, let's see, he has a major ache. So maybe you should say, maybe I didn't have kavana, or I was talking when I had tefillin, or something like that. That's a concept. We don't believe that that's nichush. We don't think like that's something that you should be. You should really assume that when a shalom gives you a pain in a certain part of your body, that you weren't using it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. So if you realize that it's all from the spiritual sense, then if you realize that you're healing your spiritual sense, then his physical sense and mamela, they're going to come out as well. It's a very interesting upshot. I don't know if we would hold like that, but that's the Marsha's answer anyway for this very important question of how using divrei Torah. I'll pick up Allah. They use things all the time with psukim and to heal things and things like that. Kamiyas, again, the Gemara had Kamiyas, but that again is the question though that the Rishonim deal with over here. Okay, the Gemara continues now with different things to heal you. The Gemara says, Lesimta, for someone who has boils on it, Lemahachi, so then you should say the following, you mentioned the following angels, Rashi said, these are all names of angels, Baz, Baziyeh, Mas, Masiyeh, Kas, Kasiyeh, Shalev, Armalai. So Rashi said that they're names of Malachim, because Shemos Malachim, Al Shem Shekorim, Mas, Miyuchsim, so that they use them, that they are tearing, and they're healing, and they're also grinding down the sicknesses that you're gonna have. Ilan Malachi, Dishtalim, Ara, Destom, the son of Shichna, Ke'evin. These are also the Malachim that come from Sodom. Rashi says it doesn't mean the land of Sodom, rather the name of Sodom is the angels, the name of the Malach, to heal these boils that are very painful, even that they're painful. Bazach, Bazichin, Bazisim, Bazichin, Chumon, Kamich. Also names of more Malachim, Rashi says. No, Rashi doesn't say, sorry, these are actually just part of the tefillah that you say. Inayach bich, inayach bich. So now you're addressing the actual boils themselves, and you say that the color should say as you are, the color should say as you are, meaning don't become more red and don't cause me more pain. Asrich bich. The place where you are, don't spread any further. Zarech kakalut kavodil de lo padach velo rava. Your seed should be like kalut. Rashi says kalut is referring to someone who doesn't have any children, right? So meaning, and like a mule, kipirda is a mule. So it should be something like a mule. It doesn't increase and doesn't multiply. That so too kach lo tipre velo tipre gufit de blenipolins, don't increase upon the body of so and so, either man or woman, whoever it is. The son of the, using the woman to daven for them that they should be healed. Then the Gemara continues, Kippa, if you have Kippa, which is some sort of, also it's some sort of, according to Rashi, some sort of swollen thing that you have, maybe it has pus and it's like a boil, however, the way Rashi's, Rabosav, so Rashi seems to describe some sort of illnesses like epilepsy, whatever it may be, the Gemara quotes it, what does you do? You say, Cherev Shulva Kela Detusha, which means that you're literally, you're going to be drawing out the sword, you're taking out the sword, and you're saying that also, and the slingshot that you're placing it to be ready, is not the name of Yochav, the illness that you're having, and this will heal you from saying this apparently would be healing you from these, either epilepsy according to Rashi or according to Rabosav, or these boils that had pus in them according to Lefi Rashi. The Gemara says a fourth healing thing, Leshida Lemahachi, is a person who has for a demon, you say lemahachi, you say the following: havis the pakik havis, that you should be stopped, or stop when we're going and stop where we're moving. Leita tavor umeshumet bartit bartame bartina kishamgaz margiz veistame. You should be cursed. You should be broken. You should be the gomel cherem, right? Shumas, like they're putting a person put an excommunication, and they call them bartit bartame bartina, which is all lashodas of the son of mud, the son of being someone who's contaminated, son of the clay. Sham gaz margaz timai. That apparently will heal you. Then another one, lashida de base akisai. So if someone has a shade, which is a right bad spirit of the bathroom, then you say lemahachi. You say the following: are karkafe de arev asuse da guyosa. The head of a lion and also the nose of a female lioness. Ashkechon lashida bar shikai b'mishur de ashkechon lashida bar shikai panda b'mishur de karte chavte. That you should be found like the bad spirits of Barshika or Panda, and then with a bed of leeks that you fell upon them, beloa chamre chartre, that it should be like with a jaw of a donkey you struck him. Again, I don't know the deeper kavanas of this Gemara, but that is what the Gemara says. Now we're finally up to the Hemshech of the Mishnah. The Hemshech of the Mishnah says, "Uvnei malachin bezogin," that princes are allowed to go out on Shabbos with these belts, and the Mishnah told us that that would be true of En Kol Adam. They were just deeper chacham behoves. So the Gemara says, "Man Tana, who's the Tana of Mishnah that will let even a common person go out with the bells? Who would normally wear these special bells? The people who are chashuv, people who are very fancy, people who had a lot of money. But a common person maybe people will talk to him about it, maybe take it off, or he show it to people. So why don't we assume that there would be a problem?" So the Gemara says, "Amar Biyoshi, Rabbi Shimoni." It's Rabbi Shimon who says, "Amar Kol Bnei Yisrael, Malachim, Rabbi Shimon, Lagbaim, are beautiful." He says, "Mishnah, all Jews, all Yidden, every Jew everywhere, they're all like princes." So that's a beautiful concept. We have that many times. The halacha comes up here. The Maisa, though, there's a lot of chasidus on that, but the Lamaisa Pshat, the Pashat Pshat over here, the Gemara is that assuming that it's natural for them to wear nice things once in a while, then it would not necessarily cause people to either make fun of them according to that Pshat Rashi, or they're not going to come to remove them and wear and take them out to other people. But either way, this halachic statement of Rabbi Shem Kol Bnei Yisrael Achim has a lot of ramifications on other sugyas and shas as well. The Gemara continues now, Rava Amar, no, you don't have to say that, but Arik B'ksuso Divya Kol, you could assume that it's woven into the garment, and our mission is not just Rabbi Shimon who says Bnei Yisrael Malachim, Kol Bnei Yisrael Malachim, and for those halachic purposes, but here we could assume that it's everyone, that the Chum would agree as well, because it's woven in, it's not going to come to fall off. You're not going to come to take it off. Or the other pshat is no one's going to come to make fun of him if they're woven into their clothing. Okay, so those are the two pshat. So therefore, either way you have it, though, it would be not an issue of potentially carrying it. Then we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to continue with different healing things that you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. And again, we're going to mention, because these are not going to be a masui, they're going to be a tachshit, because we saw before when it comes to just like the kamiya, that if something is considered a healing purpose on Shabbos, it's not considered a masui, it's not a burden for you, rather it's a tachshit for you, it's an ornament because you want to wear it. So now as the Mishnah says, yotzin bebeitzas hachargul, ubishena shua, someone's allowed to go out with an egg from a locust, also with a fox tooth. The Gemara is going to discuss what healing things these do. Masmer minatzalov mishum refuah. So the nail, also, if someone who was hanged, they used to hang him from the nail and hold his body there, right, to have people to scare them off afterwards. So then you're allowed to take that nail and use it for healing. And Devar Meir holds that this would be mutter mitzad the healing. Chachamim osrim apa chachamim say that this is usher even during the week mishum darchem or, because this is following the ways of the Emorim. So what was the problem over here? So there's three different Rishonot, three different Pshitas of what the issue of Darche Emori is. Rashi says over here that it seems to be Chukusem lo Seilechu. You shouldn't go in the ways of the people there specifically from Canaan. However, some say it comes to the Pasuk of Lo Saseichem Asem, you shouldn't do the ways that they act. Rashi, and the Rambam quotes a different Pasuk, he says that in the Rambam Perishim Mishnayos, right, Lo Seilechu Bechukas Agoy, shouldn't go in the ways of the nation. Either way, this is not just Emorim, this is ways of any nation, just that was the Pasuk was talking specifically about that in that context, but that would be the things of anything. So the Mishnah now says, someone's allowed to go out on Shabbos with this egg of a locust because its healing purposes is someone has an earache, it's used for healing purposes. As I mentioned before, something is used for healing purposes, it's going to be an ornament, it's going to be a tachshit and not a masui. The Rambam and the Rosh don't write it's an earache agav, they write that it's from thigh pain. Whatever the pain is, though, it's helping you. And when it comes to the fox's tooth, that helps people who have sleeping problems. Why? That if a live fox is used by someone who is sleeping too much, it's like a sleeping pill they used to have, apparently it would make them sleep a lot. And demaise, if someone, they use a dead fox, is tooth for someone, demandalonaim, someone who is not able to sleep enough, right? Someone who has, insomnia. Someone has insomnia, it would be mutter for them to use this, take it out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, umemasmerim in atzlov, quoting the Mishnah that says the nail from the place where they hang the person. So the Gemara says, Davide Lizripa, that this would help someone who had if they had swelling on their wound, it would help to cause the swelling to come down. Okay, and then the Mishnah continues, Mishum Refua, the Mishnah said, Divrei Meir, that the Mishnah said that Meir says it's mutter because they are a mitzad refua. If they have healing purposes, it's going to be mutter. And now the Gemara expands upon it. The Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava damar tavayu, kol davar sheyesh bo mishum refua, in bo mishum darche mori. Abaye and Rava says that anything that it's clear that it's from, it has healing, effective healing purposes, we're not going to assume that the darche mori, the ways that Amorim like to do things, is going to be the issue. So we see over here a very important thing that Rashi gives an example. Rashi says that if you use things that definitely have therapeutic value, which is like bandaging a wound and things like that, that's pashut, that's not going to be an issue. The problem is more of like superstitions that are blindly followed. If you see a black cat or things like that that have no halachic sources whatsoever, that is the problem of Darkei Amori. That's going to be the issue, potentially deraisa, if someone follows those things. The shaila is, when do we have segulas? Where do segulas fit in to all of this? Because you have segulas, the Rambam writes very starkly in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam writes that all these things are stus and you shouldn't believe all of them. However, the Biar Gra is very harif against the Rambam. He writes that his philosophy, hitaso, that the fact that he learned philosophy threw him off with this halacha. It's clear from many gemaras that certain segulas are. So again, I don't have clarity with all this. Like the Rambam says, you're not supposed to get married before the 20th day of the month because it's not a good segula afterwards and the moon is more full. Again, I don't know where do we draw the line between a segula that has, I guess if you know that it has a real mesorah for it, these segulas would be okay. And if not, then these would be very much more questionable, which is why a person has to be extremely careful when they go to mekubalim. Because if you don't have the proper mesorah for these things, you could mamish be doing, unfortunately, real, real problematic things that might even come from Isurim, not just something that's not even helpful. Okay, that was just a side point. I mean, not a side point. The Gemara talks about it here. But that was a very important thing when it has an agav, also holistic healing. It's very questionable. Rav Belsky is very against a lot of holistic healing. Because of this, he thinks that a lot of it comes from Darkei Amori. That's where a lot of the sources of that come from. There are post-Gemara Mekil, but if a person is into those type of healings, they should be careful and ask the Rav if that really is going to be mutter. He holds that very starkly, thinking that a lot of these problems are very problematic. I think he wrote a book on it. Now the Gemara continues. If something doesn't have clear therapeutic value, then it would be a problem of Darkei Amori. So the Gemara says, the Vatanu, that we only learn in the Braisa, that Ilan Shemashia Peroso Sokra Besikra Toba Avanim, that if a tree shed its fruit prematurely, someone is allowed to paint it or color it with red paint and load it up with stones. So the Gemara now says, Bishla Matona Bavanim, now I understand why you're allowed to load it up with stones, because there's actual benefit to that. Why are you doing that? Because Keiche Delichlush Chile. So you're doing that in order to strengthen what was weakened. That sometimes if a tree is shedding its fruit too early, then apparently this would be a proper way in order to sustain the blossoming of the tree. So if you use these stones to weaken the tree, apparently would I don't know the metzias of these things so much, but apparently it would reduce the number of blasts of the tree and nourishing it, and it would help you continue to nourish it. Okay. Elasoka besikra ma'arifu kavod. However, when it comes to painting with paint, there is no action that is helping you for. So then, if it's no benefit, that seems to be Darkei Amori, painting the thing red. So the Gemara says, Kiyechi delichai zi inish leboi le'rachmei. So no, the tree is died for that purpose, in order that people will see this guy is going through tzaros, and they'll daven for him. Kiddushan, as the Brisa says, v'tamei tamei yikor, when it comes to Metzora, he should call out, I'm tamei, when he read this parasha. So tzarech lodila tzara l'rabim, rabim v'akshav rachmei. He should dafka tell people, when people are sick, and some people like to keep it private for whatever, but ideally, shouldn't be sick, Amir Tashem. But if a person, Rachman al-Tzon, is sick, so then there is an inyan to dafka tell his friends and tell his relatives that they should daven for him in order that she have a refuah shlema. So too over here, the red dye has nothing to do with Darkei Amori. It's just that you painted it so people will realize that, oh my God, I feel so badly. This guy's about to lose all his fruits in his tree, and they'll daven for you that everything should go well. So the Gemara quotes a similar practice. Ravina kiman flina kovse bedikla. According to who is that, if a person has a bunch of dates that are shedding its fruit early, so you hang them in order that people could see this. Ki haitana, this is following this Tana, who teaches us that the brisa, if something is bad happened to you, so too you daven for them. So to here, people use dafka, show hang the dates so people will see it and they'll daven for you that you shouldn't ruin all your dates. Continues the Gemara now, quoting different things that are going to be us from Mitzah Darkei Amori. The Gemara says, Tana Tamek Keparka Morai Kamid Rabbi Yochanan Bar Avin. So a person who used to teach brisos taught the following lot of brisos in front of Rav Chibar Avin. Amarle Kulo Isbu Mishin Doach Amarim 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 Hani. That everything I'm going to mention to you, except for the following two cases, are going to be prohibited Mitzah Darkei Amori and the Isra of Darkei Amori. So what are the two that are going to be mutter? Because apparently they have a benefit and not going to be through Darkei Amori. Mishishlo Etzim Begrono, someone who has a bone stuck in his throat. Mevio Ma'osu Amin is allowed to bring another bone of that tame type. Umaniachle Al Kadka Valimahaki, you put it, Al Kadka. So you put it on top of his head and his skull. Bala. Say one by one, he should go down. He should be swallowed. Bala nachis chad. And in b'mishum darkei amori, he should be swallowed and go down one by one. If you say this, apparently this segula is effective and not because darkei amori. In b'mishum darkei amori, this is not going to be usher. Again, you have to balance it. We have to see, that's why you need to sort for all these things, because the Gemara mentioned many lachashim that were seemingly, also we didn't necessarily have sources, and then the Gemara says that it's okay, then it's gonna be mutter. If it's not, it's gonna be usher. The second case of something that's mutter is also la'adri le'mahachi for netzet kemachas. So So if someone has a fishbone stuck in the throat, they should say the following, that you're stuck in me like a needle, ninalta kitris, you're locked as tightly as, and don't shudder, shaya shari, go down, go away. Again, this lachash, this incantation is not going to be usher of mitzad darke ha'emori. So now the Gemara is going to mention now in this whole, but now for the end of the parak, things that are going to be usher mitzad darke ha'emori. Omer, so someone who says, God gadivis sonok lo ashke voshke yesh poshim darke ha'emori. Someone says that I should have good luck. God gadivis loshim be good luck, and don't be scary of night or day or night, saying that's the day of darke ha'emori. Now Rabbi Yehuda says even further, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, God eino aloshon avodah zara. Saying this is even worse than that. It's going to be a loshon of avodah zara, because the pasuk says shenimar orchim legad shulchan, in reference to the pasuk over there when it comes to Yishayahu, is talking about Klal Yisrael atem azay Hashem, the whole pasuk hashulchim es harkotchi orchim legad shulchan melem lemoni usnach. That reference to the fact they prepare a table for God, that's to the, that God over there is reference to avodah zara. So it's not just the darkei mor, it's even worse. It's reference to avodah zara. Even worse than that. The Gemara says, "Hu bishma v'hu bishmo." Someone who says that he should dafka call his wife by her name and his by name as a mazel tov, as a good luck. So then, yesh mishum darkei mori, that would be an iser of darkei mori as well. Dono dine. If someone says that my barrels should be strengthened, like dono dine, that yesh mishum darkei mori, that also has an element of darkei mori, the ways of the emori. Why? Because Rabbi because that's something they used to do. Rabbi Yehuda mer ain't done elalosh on avodah zara. Rabbi Yehuda says that saying this is even worse than that. It's like dono avodah zara sunemar and yishpoy mash mal shomer v'mir hein alavach adan. The pasuk says that you swear by the sin of Shomron as your god Dan is living. And we know that who was the one who set up that god of Dan over there? That's a reference to Yeravam ben Avad, who set up the two Egle Zav in Beis El, who set them up over there. He said that this is the new place, and he refused to let them go down to Klal Yisrael, to the Aseres HaShvatim, to do the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. He refused to let them go there. So that is a reference to Avod Zara that he set up. So that's even worse than just Darkei Amori. Omer La'orev, someone who says, he hears a raven calling out and he's afraid of a bad simon, so then he says to the raven, La'orev tsarach ula arvusa srike vechazriya leizavanech latova. Says, scream, and he says to the female raven that you should whistle and turn your tail to the best. Those yesh b'mushim darkei amori. If you say that type of thing as a segula, is going to be darkei amori. Omer shachtu tarnagol zeshekara arvis, tarnagol zeshekara garvis, yesh b'mushim darkei amori. Someone who says you should shech the chicken and calls it eating, and also should shech the chicken that calls out like a male rooster, that element is also going to be, and that would be also, that practice of shechting in that way was going to be mitzad darkei amori. There's a lot of talk about that you mean it's usher to shech the bird for these reasons in that manner. However, there's a takana ribud achas, it seems to imply that it is mutter. The poskim deal with that, whether that would be a problem. So now the Gemara continues, eshtav osir, yesh b'mushim darkei amori. Someone says, I'm going to drink and leave over. Rashi says that you're going to have bracha from your wine, dafka, and this is a segula that has no founding in Chazal, then that'd be cut of darkei amori, be osir. Mevkas beitzim bakosel. Someone who cracks eggs on a wall and you smear them on the wall, or hatach b'fnei, you don't say hatach b'fnei, efrochem yesh b'mushim darkei amori. And it has, that would also, that if you smear them in front of the chicks, that would be an action that also has an element of darkei amori. Hamegis b'fnei efrochem. Yesh b'mushim darkei amori, someone who stirs the pot in front of chicks and assumes that this is a segula also, that they are not going to die, that also is darkei amori. Hamarekedus v'amona shivim v'echad afrochim b'shul shalemus, yesh b'mushim darkei amori, someone who also dances and counts in front of the chicken until it reaches number 71, a random number, and thinks it's good luck, that would be part darkei amori. Aga picking a random number and thinking that's good luck also might be a very big problem. Hamarekedus l'kutach v'mishadek l'sachadashim mitzvah l'gerusin, yesh b'mushim darkei amori, someone who dances to the kutach we saw before, Gemara Bachos had that, some had like whey, had salt and bread. She thinks it's a segula to have things be successful, and a woman who silences people around her by cooking the lentils very thoroughly, and also a woman who samechas agrisin, who screams to the probala should cook properly. She thought that this would work. All of those reisho b'tarchei amori hamishtanenes bifnei kadechas b'shul tishpashal meira yesh b'tarchei amori. Someone who also urinates in front of their pot so it should cook quickly is also a problem of darkei amori. Avonos and kesam shel tus v'shiv is close b'derech shul tishpashal meira. However, someone is allowed to put a chip of this type of mulberry wort and shards of glass in a pot so it'll cook quickly, because that's not just against the superstition, that actually is something that works. Chachamim, however, think that using the shards of glass is going to be not because of superstition, but they think that you use shards of glass, you can cut yourself. It's very dangerous. So therefore, that's why it'd be usher to use that. Aga, we see a very important point. The next part also, Tanur Rabbanan, I'll mention it when we do this next point. Tanur Rabbanan, nosin bolshal melach l'tzuchaner b'shoshet tar v'tadlik. If you're allowed to, someone is allowed to place a pile of salt into a candle so it'll burn brightly. And this is not just a good mazel, but it's actually an effective way of doing something. Also, some of their poems are put mud or clay into a candle so it could burn longer. We see over here that something as effective as no dark amori and no superstitious things like that. So like having things that goyim do, and dark amori is not going to be an issue whatsoever if a person is doing it because it's something that makes sense to do. Like the Ramagi's example, this is more, but it's a similar concept to dark amori, that to wear a doctor coat is not an issue because that makes sense. You should know who the doctor is not a doctor. Similar thing, like Rosh Hashanah is like to say that the French have made French fries because it tastes good, so that's not me dark amori, or dark amori is more superstition. Here is more, but there's similar concept that it has a benefit. This nekuda, though, if they have a benefit, it would be mutter to do those things and not necessarily an issue. Amar Zutra, I man demichse shrag ad mishchem palginatra kavra mishchem baltashchas. So someone who covers over a lamp and uncovers a kerosene lamp for no purpose whatsoever is going to be violating the prohibition of destroying things because it's wasting the fire. Person in general is not allowed to be wasteful, not allowed to waste things in general. Someone says you have wine and l'chaim, should have life to the Rabbanan. This would not be dark amori. This is not Isra of dark amori. Not only that, Meister Rabbi Kiva himself would so he said before them, wine unto life before the chaim, wine unto life before the chaim. He gave him a l'chaim. So this is the concept. It says, no, not at all a problem, and that would be mutter, and there's even sources in the Midrash, as far as Midrash, to seem to assume that saying the concept of saying l'chaim, for a person gives out a cup of wine, and say l'chaim to other people, so that certainly we don't assume is an issue, that's a minhag Yisrael, and we assume for many generations that's fine, and there's even sources in Chazal, in the Midrash, that would even indicate that. Hajjanach Misha Isha, Hajjanach Misha, Hajjanach Ma'isha, pick a Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow with the Mishnah of Klal Gadol.